WIXR.
Okay, and we're back. We have Daz Pallet here with us. I'm going to turn on your mics because that's going to be helpful. Hello?
Absolutely. Can you hear me right here?
Yeah. So we have, yeah, it's perfect. So we have James and Bailey, right?
Yes, from ma'am. Sans John Rogers, my cousin.
Okay.
He's at BMW doing accounting work right now.
Oh, wow. That's way more fun than this. Well, we appreciate you being here. You guys are based in Memphis, right?
Yeah, we're all born and raised here.
And didn't you say you just started, you're working on a new album?
Yep. Me and John have been making music together for 4 years, and we decided to make a name for it. And then my friend James jumped in too and plays bass now. So it's really cool because we've been playing with just drums and guitar for years. This adds such a new, you know, more full sound to everything.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I mean, bass can be important.
Very important. I would say the most important now. Now that he's here, we realize, like, what have we been doing for
years? Oh, my gosh.
Years?
Like, oh, it's a whole new world.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, I'm going to quit chatting, and let's get started. And Robbie's running the board. Here you go, Robbie. Okay. So we're going to hear a few tunes from you. And thanks for being here. This is Daz Pallet right here on WIXR.
Thank you. Let's go.
Very, very nice. Is that going to be on your upcoming album?
I think so. I actually released that just under my other name a few months ago. My grandfather passed away last November, like a year and a half ago. So we wrote that about him for the 1-year anniversary. And had a lot of tears showing that to the family, because we made a music video for it and everything. And
wow, what a tribute.
It's my favorite song, and Liv found it, and that's how I ended up here. She said, I love the song. I was like,
oh, thank you. Very nice. Good job, Liv. Yeah. Looks mildly tapped into the local music scene.
Mildly. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, well, it's really wonderful, and it's really great to have you here. I take it. So are you a fan of WYXR?
I am, absolutely. I was actually listening to it on the way over here today. I've been a fan for a long time. I had a friend that used to host a show here a few years ago, and yeah. I got to play, I think, in 2021 or 2022 for the fundraising week. So I think this place is awesome.
Hell yeah.
I am about to add to that 77% very soon, okay? I'm gonna be putting some money.
So if Bailey can do it, if Bailey and James can come in here and play live, and Bailey's going to go follow up and donate money, you certainly can too. We're not going to ask you to come in here and play live, especially, you know, what a beautiful song about your grandfather. But yeah, so you can make your pledge right now at WYXR.org. That's why we do this. That's why we have these amazing local bands come in to showcase Memphis music, which is basically the lifeblood of, I feel like, our city, not even just the station. And so make your pledge right now at WYXR.org. Sorry, guys, I got to do the pitch, you know?
I get it. I want you to do the pitch. Okay. I want this place to be flowing, overflowing with resources. You know?
Awesome. All right, well, what are we going to hear next?
Let's do a TV screen. The next two songs are really, really old, probably like 3 or 4 years old. A lot of the new stuff has John singing in it, but since he's not here, we're going back to the, you know, classics and all that.
Stripped down. We like it. Intimate.
I do have one request. If I can, before we leave, can I like write us out and say WYXR in like a old 90s radio voice?
And all that stuff? Yes, and, like, please.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Sweet. We will do that then. All right. You ready? What?
Intro or no intro?
I'll just start and you can come in.
So good. What's that song about?
It's funny. Some songs I feel like are super, you know, personal, like the first one. But the second one, a lot of times back when I started, I wouldn't write anything. I would just see what comes out of my mouth. And those are the words that came out of my mouth. So I usually have like two lines that come out and I'm like, oh, I like the word TV screen. And mm-hmm. then I just start writing a whole song about, you know, that. So,
yeah.
I think all songs like we do have like a retroactive meaning, because I think that, like, I don't know how to describe it, but if you just make music that day and you don't try to critique it or change it, whatever comes out is what's on your mind that day, even if it's subconscious. So I think, like, retroactively, I look at that and just think, I don't even know, actually. I can't even describe it right now. But yeah. I think that every song is really special. And John would agree. John makes music, my cousin, every day. And at the time, he'll say it means nothing, but it's the feeling that he felt that day. And then he moves on to the next song, you know. And so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always the songwriting process, like, I'm very interested in it. And mm-hmm. Well, Liv's going to not like this, but I listened to MJ Linderman's. His episode of Song Exploder, and he was like, 99% of what I write is crap, but and it's like, he's as the fact that you were saying something about TV screen and just liking that particular hook mm-hmm. and building something around it, it's like not all songs obviously are autobiographical, you know. Mm-hmm. You can just take anything and be a little bit lighthearted with it, but anyway, mm-hmm. sorry, that was just me basically promoting Song Exploder and MJ Linderman.
I know, I like it. I like MJ Linderman. I'm sorry, Liv, are you not a fan?
She is the biggest fan.
Oh, she's a big fan. Okay, I she thought you say
the,
okay.
No, she is good, the good, biggest good. Fan.
No, he's awesome.
The biggest one.
But you're totally right. I mean, it's always different. Sometimes I have a whole song written out. I think so. The next song we're gonna play, I was just singing this in my car on the way home from work, and then I sat down and said, "Oh, A and D sounds good with that." And I just made a whole song with like lyrics I already had in my head. The other half of the time, it's just whatever comes out of my mouth. And I think it's funny because a lot of kids in middle school and high school will freestyle over rap beats, you know, for fun when they're hanging out with their yeah. friends. And I used to do that when I was younger in high school. And that's what it's transformed to now, is like I play guitar and I start doing that, where I'm just like singing and what comes out of my mouth turns into the song, basically.
Okay. So awesome. Well, what's the next tune?
It's going to be Broke My Guitar. And it's interluded with another song called Peace of Mind, because they have the same chords. So when we play live, we have a few songs that are interluded because some of the songs have the same chord structure, and we go into the next one. And
dig that.
But it's about this guitar. As you can see, there's four strings on it. Someone I was seeing, they tapped it on accident, fell, and it broke the whole strings popped up. If I want to tune this string, I have to get pliers, which we have in his pocket right now. So y'all were on the radio. We were sitting over here with pliers going, you know. But
amazing.
We have other guitars, but I use this one because I wrote so many of these songs on this four-string guitar, and it's the only way it works now. Like Hold Me, if you play it on an electric guitar, totally different song. It's not even the same key anymore, you know, because it was written on, you know, four strings on here. So
yeah, and I mean, you're kind of forced to be more creative.
Yeah, you know? No, you are, you know. But it's taught me a lot about guitar, like playing on this and how different chord shapes can happen, you know, and stuff. So it's been fun.
Cool.
Shout out to Marcus Menfi. He's my old roommate. He moved to New York. He's a photographer, but his is his grandfather's guitar, and he gave it to me before he left.
Nice. So, yep. All right.
So, broke my guitar, yeah.
You should open all your know the one thing that will always be true. You know I'm always here for you. You know I'm always here for you. But I don't know why I feel alone. I don't know why I feel alone. 'Cause you don't know why I don't cry. You know why I always lie. You should open your dang eyes. Maybe we wouldn't have to cry.
Daz Palette, thanks so much for coming on, Bailey and James.
Thank you for the invite. This is awesome to be here. We're also playing at the Cooper Young
Porch Fest
tomorrow at 2 p.m. Okay. at 1884 Young Ave. I think we'll be the last band playing at that house.
Cool.
John will be there, so this music will sound totally different. It's going to be super loud, but we're super excited for that. This is actually James' first time playing live. Tomorrow will be like the first live show, too.
Whoa. Well.
So, yeah.
Man, you're like so you composed. I am very impressed.
Yeah.
I have seen many a musician fall apart coming on live radio, actually. It's a weird thing, but you got, what's that?
We survived.
You're doing great. You're doing awesome, guys. All right, thanks again for coming on. Yeah, we just heard from Daz Palette, live music, Memphis musicians, playing Cooper Young tomorrow. If you love the live music that we feature on WYXR, make your pledge right now at WYXR.org.